I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Kazakh government may be increasing restrictions on missionary presence, but Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says new Kazakh leaders seem ready.
With this new generation coming up, I think even with law changes, God has raised up this younger generation to make a profound impact for the sake of the gospel.
The atmosphere in Kazakhstan is uncertain.
There is nothing more important than praying for the believers in Kazakhstan to be passionate in reaching their own people and to see more churches planted with that same commitment to advance the gospel.
Next, as militant Islam is on the rise, Christians are driven to see Muslims learn about Jesus. Unfortunately, some efforts have failed. The Crescent Project's Special Oasis Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 21st through the 23rd, can help. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says they're featuring five main sessions, a visit to a local mosque, and more. Masri says pastors need to be there.
God trust us as pastors and mission pastors to be the shepherds of the flock. We need to lead our people to something deeper. We need to lead them to building friendships with Muslims.
There are discounts for pastors. Find out about it at our website. And 36 years ago at the first Lausanne Congress, the term 1040 window launched hundreds of ministries. Cape Town 2010 is the first Lausanne Congress of the 21st century. It lasts 10 days, beginning October 16th in Cape Town, South Africa. What it provides is a unique opportunity for the global church to focus this generation on the need to take the whole gospel to the whole world. Groups like Operation Mobilization are participating. There will be more coverage as CT 2010 gets underway. Stay tuned. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.